Okay, the Gemara and Daf Membeis Menalas in Masechas Kiddushin tells us Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Yisomim Shebo Lachlo B'Nichse Aviyem Beizin Ma'amidim Lahem Abutropus Uborim Lahem Chelek Yofeh V'Imigdilu Yecholim Limchos. Question: how many apotropuses are assigned when you have three yesomim that are boim lachlok?
Three.
So give me a raya from the Lashna Gemara.
Because it says
singular.
What's singular?
Apotropus.
So the word apotropus, mamidim lahem apotropus. Mamidim lahem apotropus. The Ritva, on our daf, sees the word apotropus as a singular and learns one apotropus is sufficient. That is what the Ritva says.
How does he have one person that goes and help another person? It's like, no, I go and say.
This is the position of the Ritva. This is the position of the Ritva. However, the Ritva gets into a little bit of a problem because what's the very next word of Borerim? Borerim. And there's a Rashi Ksuvis that from the word Borerim, which is a plural, suggests that maybe there are multiple apotropes. So there's a Machlokes we've shown him, in fact, whether it's one apotropes or multiple apotropes. That's issue number one I want to keep in the back, in the recesses of your minds.
How can it be one
apotropes? Weiter. There is a, as we mentioned yesterday, a Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Beis. And the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Beis, in discussing the main sugya of apotropos in Shas, discusses that an apotropos has a koach, but he does not have an absolute koach. He has a koach to be marfish, chumas, and maestros on behalf of the Yisomim. The Gemara asks why it's against the pasuk atem below apotropsin. And the Gemara answers that he can do so laha'achil, and he cannot do so l'haniach. And we saw two deos yesterday in the Rashba, what is the basis of this chiluk, laha'niach or laha'achil. And one position of the Rashba is that fundamentally, min ha'Torah, this is what I'm calling Rashba number one, min ha'Torah, atem v'lo apotropsin, that an apotropos is not allowed to marfish shumas maisos. And on a doraisa level, he's got zero power. He does not have power. However, midrabanan, the rabbis came along, and via the mechanism of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, they went ahead and were mafkir the nechasim of the yesomim to the apotropos in order to lahachil, because otherwise the yesomim are going to be without a lot of food, and therefore we want to enable them to eat, and therefore to facilitate that Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and therefore lahachil. But fundamentally, atem velo apotropsim, the apotropos does not have a koach of hafrasha. In order for him to have a koach of hafrasha, lahachil, what did the chacham have to do? Hefker bezin hefker, which meant they had to turn the apotropos into what? Into atem. In other words, this is a drasha that is a real drasha. And the only way you can be mafrish is by you being the owner. So Hefker Bezdin Hefker made the apotropsin into atem, at least with respect to lahach. Hefker Bezdin Hefker basically means that chachamim based on psukim have an authority over Gan's Klal Yisrael's dine mamas. And they can go ahead and shift. It's like an eminent domain. They have a power to either be mafkir or even perhaps even to be makneh based on different psukim the nechassim of the Jewish people. They're mafke the stuff into the reshus of the abet shoppers, who now can be mafresh, but only they limit it to lahach, not lahani. That's Rashba number one. Rashba number two is that min haTorah. Does the apotropis have control over here?
Yes.
Min haTorah yad apotropis is ki yad yisomen, and therefore he has a status of a pilot. He has a status of real control, and however, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good to do what? To have him
do a true move.
Go ahead and do what? The echlus is in mazals, but they're going to be yisomen. So we do rabbanon. We did not allow him to do so. That is what we saw yesterday. These are two approaches in the Rashba. And if you look at the Rashba in our sukkah, that Mem Aleph Mem Beis, on the sukkah of Atem V'lo Apotropsim, that Gemara that we had earlier, Rashba alludes to these two approaches, and just, it's the same, it's a parallel Rashba to what we have over here. Now there is a third shita in that Gemara. And that shita is that of the Ramban, which I thought was just a very interesting shita. Because here, basically, according to both Rashba number one, Rashba number two, we are reducing this to dinim derabbanan. We're basically saying on a deraisa level, you can do nothing, and the rabbanan gave him power lahachil, or on a deraisa level, he can do everything, and the rabbanan stripped from him the ability of lahaniya.
Wait, that's not much in the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. It's really not.
What the Ramban does, and the Ramban has a very, very sharp, sharp comment. The Ramban says that apotropos, he cites to our Gemara Daf Mem Beis, and this may or may not be the last time I say this. The Ramban says, apotropos is not a new third-tier halacha. Apotropos is working midin zechiyah. And it's a chiddush of zechiyah that even though there's a tzad chova, but as long as it's amanas lezakos, it works. That's the chiddush. It's within zechiyah. And now he says on a doraisa level, that's the pshat in the Gemara and Gittin. Because if the Yosem is hungry and needs to eat, so he's allowed to be mafrish b'toras zechiyah, he becomes a shliach, so to speak. Can a shliach be mafrish chumas and maisos? He can become a shliach, but only if it is a zchus. So lahachil is a zchus. Lahaniach, what's the cut and getting out of this? If it's lahaniach, he's not getting anything. That's called a chov. That's a nothing. And therefore, on a the chiluk between lahach and lahaniach, according to Ramban, is a doraisa chiluk. Lahachil is a zchus, and therefore zachman shol b'funav. That's apotropos, and if it's lahaniach, it's a chova, and that is all now operating according to Ramban on a doraisa level. Okay. That's all kind of a summary of yesterday's discussion. Now I wanted to get into the Tosis. And I think Tosis on our daf really is, sometimes lumdus you have to kind of extract it, you have to dig it out, and other times the lumdus just jumps off the page. And I think this Tosis is one of those Tosis in where the lumdus is very obvious and very clear. So Tosis writes, Uborin. As you read Tosis, please tell me if you think according to Tosis, there's one or multiple apotropsin. Uborim lahem chelek yofen, says Tosis. Milashon borim hay medaktik ri dahainu below goro. There is no goro. The ma breira shayek begoro. What does the word breira mean? To select, to choose. So when you're dividing the assets amongst the yesomim, amongst the tanim, you're not engaging in. He says it can't be with a goro. It can't just be a lottery. That this one will get A, and this one will get B, and we'll put it into a thing, and we'll see who gets what. It's not going to be al yedei goro. It has to be borerin that the apotropos is actually making a selection. One second. Who said that? Who's talking? Hold on. Haya midaktik read and it's below goro. The ma breir shai begoro. Haya mefarish ain't seeking goro. Below shumas bezdin. Does Bezdin have to go in and appraise the value of these particular properties? No Shumas Bezdin. V'kol hachaluka tluya b'da'ato kemo shayu osim yisom atzman im hayu gdolim u'shahayu kol echad boru la'atzmo v'zocha b'shalo. In other words, what is the apotropos doing? He's not darshing anything. What's he doing?
Just separating.
He's not overseeing anything. What's he doing?
He's just making drawing lines in sand.
That's not what he's doing at all. He is standing. He is standing in the shoes of the Yesomim. He is the alter ego of the Yesomim. Would the Yesomim, if they're figuring out dividing the assets, would they go ahead and use a goro, a lottery, to do
no.
so? No, they would negotiate. There, you get this, I get that. They would swap and trade and figure out a fair deal. Would they necessarily do an appraisal of Beis Din?
No.
They would do, I like this, you like that, let's swap in a way that makes sense for us. And then he says, V'chein le'inyin dina de good o igur. What is good o igur? If you have property that is too small to divide, it doesn't make sense to divide it. So then what might a partners do with that property? They'll go ahead and say, listen, this, we're going to divide it like this. The value of this share is X. And therefore, I'll make you a deal. Either you buy my share for that price, or I'll buy your share for that price. Good or e-good. But it doesn't make sense for us to divide the property because half of this property is not usable. It's not meaningful. So therefore, we'll set a fixed price, and either I buy you out or you buy me out. Good or e-good is something that partners might do as to in order to split. And therefore, the Kumanal Tosa says, Nira Lari, Tavaki Yesomim Atzman, V'yechom lako shnecha feitz, Navgat Tavayat Tzrik Lahai, Utsik Lahai, V'shai Bo Gyuru Igor, Shem Midu Chachomim. Now, listen to the words here. One second. I'm asking in Tosis, according to Tosis, how many apotropsim are there? Shem Midu Chachomim, Elu apotropim, Shenasu Al Yedei Bezdin, Kemo Yesomim Atzman, Lachlok, Below Shumaz Bezdin, Ubelo Goral, De Bisvaroseyem Levat, Tsluya Hachaluka, Keshne Achim Dolim, Hachok and Benixiavim, Shabore Kol Echad La Atzmo, Vuadiladina, the Guro Igor, De Mahanya Chalukas Haaprotropus, Legamre, Flo Yuchlu, Limchos, Le Kesheyagadlu, says the Re. Number one, no goro. Number two, no shumas bezdin. Number three, yes, good are we good. And I am suggesting as well, how many apotropsim? One for each of the Yesomim. And, wow, I'll explain a second. And, if now the Yesomim are higdilu, they grow up. Yecholim or Ein Yecholim Limchos? Ein Yecholim Limchos.
Almost like the run.
Ein Yecholim Limchos. Rabosai, what is the vision, the clear vision of the Re regarding apotropsim? Yes? They are the Yesomim. They are standing as Yesomim. And as Yesomim, they have full authority, and each Yesom is entitled to his own apotropsim. Each Yosef is entitled to his own apotropos, and therefore the Yesom grow up. Do they have the ability to be moicha?
No.
They don't have the ability to be moicha. Would this even work, l'chora? L'chovatam.
Yes.
L'chovat ha-Yesom.
Yeah.
Yes. Why? Because
they
are them. They are them, and that, I believe, is the Rashba number two. Yad apotropos ki yad yesomim. That's the Re, and that would entail multiple apotropos. That is one strain in the vision of apotropos. What's the alternative strain? So Tosis continues.
That's why you would say that you need multiple. That you need one for one. One
because
for
each one is representing a different yosom. Yeah. Exactly.
You see multiple apotropos.
Because he's the word. Vechachamim, where is it? Shemidu chachamim elu aputropim. Aputropim.
Robin is wrong. It's radically wrong. It's okay.
What? It should be oxytocin.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's a type. Maybe it's
okay. There is. It's explicit. It's explicit in Rashi in Masechet Ketubos. It's Machok Tishon, whether it's two or one. But I'm suggesting this side of the equation is going to hold multiple apichops. In contrast, the Rabbeinu Tam Piresh Mefaresh, Dahainu Daf. In other words, what's the key point over here? There's one English word that I think describes best what the Ri is saying in terms of the authority of the apichops. What is the common denominator? There's one key word. Why is it that he says no goral? Why is it that he says no shumas bezdin? What does the apotropos has discretion? He can do what he wants. The reason he can do what he wants is because the bailim can do what they want, and therefore he is the katan. In contrast, Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh, dahainu dafka begoral. No, they can only divide the property randomly with a goral. The chitrichusa lahato goralos vegam tzorich shumas bezdin. You want to divide the property? You need to get appraisals of bezdin that you're going to distribute it in a equal way. Vidafka v'davar shelo shayach bay good o igud. And therefore, you're telling a parcel that you're not going to do good o igud. Meaning, it's big enough to do what? To split down the middle, who gets what? I want right, you want left, goro. How do I know it's equal? Shumas bezdin. And therefore, what does the apotropos not have? The D word. He has no discretion. And therefore, what is the role of the apotropos? What is the role of the apotropos?
You can explain, bro.
His role is purely, I think a better word to say that, his role is purely ministerial, it's purely administrative, to see to it that the chalukah happens in an orderly, proper process, but there is no discretion. In that case, can you go ahead? Is it reasonable to assume that would jive if you hold there's only one apotropos?
Yes.
Yes, because the apotropos is not representing anyone's interest. If there's any interest he's representing, whose interest he represents? It's Bezin. And when the Gemara says Borerin, which would imply what?
More than one.
More than one, who's Borerin going on? It's not going on the apotropos. There's one apotropos. It's going on Borerin. No, it's going on Bezdin. Bezdin is Borerin, but the apotropos is the shliach Bezdin, not the shliach Yisomin. The shliach Bezdin this guy Sadiq asked me in Seder, why do I need an apotropos? Just have Bezdin doing it. And the answer is, you're right. You don't need an apotropos, but Bezdin's, you know, there's three guys, there's 23 guys, there's not enough, so they have shlichim that do their bidding, but there's no formal discretion. He is the executor of the estate, he is the administrator without any discretion. V'davka davar shalosh shayach bay igud, it can't be good igud, it's a clean split. Uborin shayach shabar v'goyro, etc. That is the position of the Rabbeinu Tam, which I think will then line up nicely with the Rashba number one. Why do I say it lines up nicely with Rashba number one? Because is the apotropos Kiyat Bailin?
No.
No, the apotropos is not Kiyat Bailin. Is he Atem? He is not Atem at all. And therefore, what does he do? He has to. And now, yes, because of a real problem that these home have. They have no food, so Lahacha will give them a koach to be marfa shumas and maizos. But fundamentally, do they have that koach? They don't have that koach. They're not a ten. They are mere administrators of the estate. Rav Gakner Shlita.
Is there a way you can say that hold both as administrators and provide
Well, then why Gairo? Why Gairo? Why?
Because
end, he brings up a case. There's three fields, and you might have thought you could split it up a third, a third, a third. But because you have a go rule, you're not going to do that. So I thought that implies that, but if the case is less hard, then you could use your own das.
He's saying, why did I say Byron? There's no Borah. There's no choices anymore. There's no selections if it's all Goral. So he says, Kagon, Im Yesh Sham Shal Sados. So you might think you have three Sados, divide each one into thirds, and then each cotton gets one of them. Shlo Yachul Kol Echaz Gimel Chalokm, Ela Borin Kol Achaz Levada, She Kol Echad Chelko Achad Devas Echad Devas Achaz V'kama Yen Breiros Yesh, etc. In other words, the Breira, but I still think it's... So you're doing a Breira in that you're not going to divide the three parcels equally amongst all three of them. You're going to say each one's going to get one parcel, but you're still going to do a Shuma to make sure that it's fair. You're still going to do a Gairal to make sure it's arbitrary. So, you know, he's just kind of come up with a case to show you that I can still find a selection.
Where is Das going?
No das. Meaning it's based in das. It's there's no discretion. It's an appraisal. It's a goro, and he's just got to see to it that things are working in an orderly fashion. He's a what do you call it?
Administrator.
No, a messenger of the court.
He's a sheriff.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's yes. If you want to tell me, he is part of the. Executive branch. Exactly. He's seeing to it that the principles of Beis Din are now being followed. Ena Chanan. Can I? What? Oh, Yehuda.
According to the first Tosfos,
Tosfos. Yeah. The Re.
How could the Ketanim have das?
They have no das.
So how are they able to choose?
Beis Din doesn't. Beis Din chooses the apotropos. To be the alter ego, to look out for the interests of the Yasomi. Each Yasom. So I have that, but I have that discretion. So if I think this Yasom is going to do well with this property, even if it's not exact or whatever, no Shuma, no nothing, that's the Apachavis is charged with that mission. Yes?
Why are we going to have someone who has no interest in the case on the past? Like, what's going to make the
Because what's the
because
alternative?
They need to recuse themselves.
What's the alternative?
Have it go to base.
I'll give you a muscle. In England, in America, the American legal system is based on what we call an adversarial system. Each side in a litigation chooses a lawyer. And the goal of that lawyer is not to come up with justice. It's not his goal. The goal is to represent his client to the best of his ability. Even when he thinks his client might not have a better case, might have a worse case, his goal is to do his best for his client, and then with the vision that, okay, now that each one is fully represented adversarially, and now the judge is going to go ahead and come with something that's the right decision. In England, I'm told that the advocates, it's not an adversarial system, it's a different kind of system, but that's what I mean. In other words, according to this, each apotropos is now looking out for the interests of his katan, of his yasam, and will do his best to, you know, to accomplish something for that yasam. Again, he could get it wrong, and maybe if he gets it wrong, then there is a room for higil yochom limchos on that side of the equation, not on the alternative. Let me show you one other sugya. I want to show you one other sugya.
How does Rabbi Tam learn Beirut? How does he learn Beirut?
What?
How does Rabbi Tam learn Beirut?
Rabbeinu Tam is the second Shita. Rabbeinu Tam says there's a case where you have three Sados. And instead of dividing the three Sados into thirds, you'll go ahead and divide them, select them off. We're not going to give every Yasam one third. Each Yasam is going to get one of these Sados. We'll appraise them, though. And then we'll do a Goro. And that's called a Borin. We're not giving a third of each, but Borin. Okay, Rabosa, I got to go back there. I'll summarize the next pace. Open up, please. The Gemara Daf Chav Zayin. Go to Kiddushin Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. There is a very nice little Gemara over here. Okay. The Gemara is found 71% down the page. about 71% down the page. And the it starts Ibar Lahu right after a Shema Mina. Ibar Lahu Sader, okay. Yeah, Ibar Lahu Sader Echad. So the Gemara has the following Shaila. Rabbo said there's a kinyan called a kinyan agav. Kinyan agav means that someone acquires property, and agav, the kinyan of the real estate, he will also be koneh the metaltalin that is on the real estate.
Somebody else.
I'm selling you a piece of real estate. The real estate also, my car is sitting on the real estate also. Agav, your kinyan on the real estate, you're also koneh the car.
That's
kinyan agav. The Gemara now has the found shaila. Can kinyan agav work where it's the karka low, the hakar v'metatlin la'acher? Can you go ahead and have a kinyan agav work where the metatlin is not following the karka? Let's see inside. Iboilu. Sodeh la'echad u'metatlin la'acher mahu. Can the person who's buying the metatlin, look at Rashi towards the bottom. Sada echem b'sad la'acher. Ve'amar la'bala sada. Knei ha'sada la'atzmecha. Ve'agava yiknu metatlin l'ploni. And I want you to be kona on behalf of ploni, the metatlin. Does that work? So the Gemara says, Toshma. Let me bring a proof. Isur shani atid lamud. Natun la'akiva ben Yosef. Kedei sheyiz kebo la'anim. So what did he want to do? Rabbi Akiva is going to kone karka, but on that karka, or he's going to be socher karka, but on that karka there's a lot of cash. So he'll be kone the karka for himself, and the cash is going to go to anim, to the poor. Does that work or not? So comes along the Gemara and says, ooh, my musker la meiser. So it works. Who's doing the kinyan on the karka?
Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva. Where's the cash going?
Yes.
To the aniyim. So a kinyan agav, he gets the karka, he gets the, and the aniyim get, so it's a right.
Isn't this refuting the, it's refuting.
It's saying that kinyan lazer, the metalvin go to the aniyim. Vipay Sema. And then the Gemara says, not so fast. Because Shani Rabbi Akiva, Diyad Aniim Hava. Rabbi Akiva had a certain title in society. He had a certain job. What was his job? He was the Gabbai Tzedakah. So since he was the Gabbai Tzedakah, the Gemara is saying this is not called Karka Lazeh U'metatlin La'acher, because it's his job. It's not la'acher. It's karka la'zeh, metatlin la'zeh. Now he's going to distribute it to the ani. One second. Now what is the Gemara saying over here? Flip, please, to the Ran in the back of your Gemaras. Yud Amid Beis in the back of your Gemaras. Take a look at the Ran. Yud Amid Beis Medabe Harif.
Is it before the Marsha?
It's after the Marsha. Yudam Abeis in Adape Harif. Dibur Hamasil Garcinon, do you see it? Garcinon. Dibur Hamasil Garcinon. Yudam Abeis. It's in your Marmakomos. 7a. So the Ran writes as follows. Garcinon Bigamara. Ibaru sada la echa metatla acher mar klomer im amar la balas sada kneya sada atzmecha va agabo yiknu metatla ploni mi mikni lo olam uba ina le mifshita. We want to bring a raya iser shani atid lamud natun Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef vidachinon shani Rabbi Akiva diyar anim hu. What's pshat that is yar anim? I mean the Ran Garcina klomer the whole will the gabait stuck a havei. Harehu ki yadon. Masha'en came b'shar hilkav bayon v'lo ipshita.
No, it's not. No, I was saying ours is, we have like different runs.
Okay. Okay, now, and then he quotes the Rambam, and now I want to look at Umikol Mokom. Skip the Rambam, Umikol Mokom. Umikol Mokom, mid the Aminam Shani Rabbi Akiva Diyar Anim Hu, Mashma, Disode La Aputropus, Umetalton Lu Yasomim, Kani. Dikihechi digaba yad aniim apotropus nami yad yisomim. In other words, when we say that Rabbi Akiva was the yad aniim, what are we really saying? He's an apotropus for the aniim. And as an apotropus for the aniim, when he's kona the karka, is he kona the cash?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and is it a raya of our Shaila? It's not a riot. Why? Because it's karka lazeve metatlin lazeh, not la'achir. Because, and therefore, if this Ran that we're quoting, who basically says Yaraniyim is not din of Abitrapas, where am I putting it? Which column is it in? It's like Rashba number 2. And then he says, unbelievable, Achei aval acherim cholkim, and others disagree. Why? The gabai shiny. A gabai is not like an apotropos. A gabai is a fisha aniyim mutalim alav lefarnesam. The kol she'ein ma'os bekis tzarich litroach b'shvilam v'nimsa sheyesh l'gabai tovas hanoa b'ma shaniyim zochim. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is the gabai for tzedakah for the aniyim. Meant, let's say he didn't have enough cash. He didn't have enough for the aniyim. What would he end up doing?
Yes, he would re-up for
them. He'd have to find money for them. He'd have to go find money for them. So does he have an interest in this money?
Yes.
He has an interest in this money, not Petoras, Apotropos. Much stronger than Apotropos. Because if he doesn't get this money, he's going to have to either shell out of his own or find money for them. So he has an interest. This is his money, mamish, not just kapatropas. V'havalei kesadim etan le'echam, ashein kebapatropas. Not so when it comes to apatropas. Ken zayin, could be. But how do we understand the acherim over here? Apatropas has no interest in this money. The apatropas is a
administrator.
And therefore, maybe there could be a raya, but yeah, don't bring me a raya from Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is Gabbai Tzedakah. Not so when it comes to an apotropos, it's a whole new ballgame. So I think this sugya, and the two ways that the Ran brings down or understands the sugya, is a direct parallel to the visions that we have in our Gemara. One last Maramakam. It's the nice little Maramakam. Look at the Mechaber, source number 8. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. This is found in Hilchos Bias Malves, Simen Kuvei, Simen Asif Aleph. Okay, you have over here a borrower, and he's not in good shape. He's not doing well, and he owes a lot of people a lot of money. So you have a lova shechai l'shnaim oyoter. He owes multiple people money. Ve'ein lo kedei lefra l'kulam. He doesn't have enough money for everyone. Okay, you tell me the answer to these questions. So one of them comes along, the kadam echad, one of the creditors comes along, v'tofas me'abitatim shalove, kedei lozakos le'echa mi'balei chovas. A guy comes along, an outsider, and says, I'm going to grab money from my friend. Does it work or does it not work?
No.
No, why not? I zachin la'adam. You're hurting someone else. Yeah, fair. So lo zacha, shekolato is ba'achov, mam shekhov la'acherim lo kana. Let's say, just help me out over here, l'chazor. Let's say one of the creditors makes this guy a shaliach. Good, tell me. Make me proud.
According to the one.
Machlek is Rashi and Taisis. Machlek is Rashi and Taisis.
Shh.
Okay. Machlek is Rashi and Taisis. Whether Shlichus also must be must be only if it's an absolute schus. And we saw, Rashi says, no. No. Tosas says it has to be a schus. So here's Pasnei Tosas. I feel also shliach because of all harsha. Even if you make him into a shliach to collect on your behalf, no go. Why? Because it's chavla achrini, and we're passing like Tosas against Rashi. But look at the last line. Aval apetrapis. But if this was an apetrapis, kana. Why? Diyad bailim. So how's the machaber passing the shaila? An apetrapis is what? Is yad bailim. He's not a mere administrator. It's not zechia. It's not shlichus. It's a new din. And again, to now make a seal on this sugya. What this machaber is now saying is, Nasi Echad is teaching me a new din of what? Of apotropos. He has a status of Yad Bailim. That's Rashba number two. And as a result, even though it's Chavla Achrini, it doesn't make a difference. Why doesn't it make a difference? Because just like the Yassam, the debtor could collect for himself, the creditor could collect for himself, so too the apotropos is Kiyad Bailim.
So he holds that's a fully new thing. He disagrees with the Ritva.
So he's disagreeing. This is consistent with the view that says that Nasi Echad is a new Mar Makom, is a new Makor of the Rad to teach me Yad, to teach me Apotropos. That's the Rashba number two. That is, so how many Apotropos are you going to have in our case?
Multiple
Apotropos, because each one is Kiyad Bailim. So we have a whole bevy, a plethora of Nafkaminas. And I think this is how the sugya comes out. We'll stop here. Have an excellent day.